in the name of Jesus. So Luke chapter 14, verse 25 to 26, 27. Jesus said in verse 26, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. When you look at verse 26, Jesus was talking about family. Look at it. Hate father, hate mother, hate wife, children, brothers, sisters. What does it mean here? We looked at this earlier when we did the early study. That literally what Jesus was saying there, when you look at the word hate, is in two ways. As a decision, when people make decisions to follow Christ, one thing definitely happens, a transition. They transit from a biological family into a spiritual family, God's family. And I have some people, perhaps you're watching tonight, and you made up your mind to follow Jesus. You made up your mind to believe in God and to give your whole life to Christ and invited Christ to forgive all your sins, and you became a child of God. You were transited into God's family. And as a result of that, you had persecution from your family. Your family started hating you, or even you could not stand the things your biological family, were doing or practices, you know. So it's two ways. Persecution comes, all sorts of things come. It's a decision. What Jesus literally was saying here is not to hate your father and your mother. That's why I showed my father there. It's emotional. My mom transited to glory some few months back this year. So otherwise she would also have been on the screen. And I think that's also why my dad's getting a bit emotional there. But the celebration is celebrating his life also for being there. So it's not a case of hating them. We transit into the family of God. So as a result of that decision, there's a price to pay. And that's why tonight our topic is building my family the right way. And like I said, I wanted to show my biological family, so that if I'm speaking now, you don't think I hate my family. I love them. We are all, by the grace of God, at every point in our lives, giving our heart to Jesus. So we've transited from being a biological family into the family of God. And that's why I've got brothers and sisters watching, all of you watching from all over the world. We're one big, happy, glorious, godly family. Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 12, as many as received Jesus, to them he gave the power to become the sons, the children, the daughters of God. You come into God's family. Now, looking at that scripture, are we saying that, you know, we should do away with our families once we become Christians, once we come into God's family? No. Literally, what happens is that we are coming into a new family, God's family. And you need to understand, as we defined what the Bible calls family. Let me just try and see if I can get that slide up again, where it defines what family really is. Family, okay, we learned that God is a father to the fatherless, a defender, husband, or the defender, husband to the widow. Verse 6 tells us that to the solitary, if you are lonely, God will put you in family. In family, he puts the solitary in family. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. God's solution is, God didn't create any one of us to be alone or lonely. If you are lonely and you're feeling alone and forsaken, God wants to put you in his own family. You see, the psalmist says somewhere that though my father and mother forsake me, God will receive me to himself. So we learn this, that God's solution is always family. When God was going to bless a man called Abraham, we see that in Genesis chapter 12, right? God, the first instruction God told Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, when we read from verse 1, verse 2, verse 3, and verse 4, because building my family the right way. Building my family the right way. What was the first thing that God told this man called Abraham? Now, the purpose of God telling Abraham and giving him these instructions was to bless every family of the earth. Listen, I read Genesis chapter 12, and I read from verse 1 down to verse 3. And I'm bringing it up on the screen. Now look at it. God wants to bless ultimately families. What was the first thing he tells a man called Abraham? He said, get out of your country, from your family. That's the biological family. And from your father's house. That's from his kindred. He says, to a land I will show you. Why will God tell this man? The first thing he wants to do with this man was to bless him. But the ultimate purpose of the blessing for Abraham, we're going to see now, just wait. Verse 2, God says, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Verse 3, I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. I want us to note that. That's why it's underlined. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. The ultimate aim of God was the blessing of families of the earth. All the families. You see, God's blessing is not for an individual, even though to an individual he blesses, but he blesses the individual, he pours the blessing to the individual for families to be blessed. Please note that. So God was giving Abraham a bigger family, a wider family, because God wants to bless families and create more and more and more families, families of the earth. There was a covenant, an agreement that God later made with this man called Abraham. So that he, through him, he poured his blessing on him, and through him, the families of the earth will be blessed. So we're talking about building my family the right way. So from this scripture, what is the right way to build a family? Currently, like we learned on Sunday, the first encounter every one of us had in this life is with family. The moment you came into this world, you were born into a family, and the family could be a biological one or a surrogate one. If you were born and you didn't have parents, biological parents, or you were abandoned, you're an orphan, you are put into care. Some people adopted you, or you were put in a home. That home becomes family. That's the first encounter you have in this world. A family, you know, defined is just group of two parents. Two people come together and they have children. They form family, or all the descendants of a common man. But then we saw the importance of a family, like I said, because the first point of contact with the world is family. It will shape your outlook and your worldview. If that family is a broken family, you will think the whole world is broken. If that family is a criminal family, you would think the whole world is about crime. If that family is the family of the Buckingham Palace, you would think the whole world is a throne, you know, and where you can rule and reign over everybody because you were born into a royal family. If that family is a family where they teach love, then you will experience love. You will want to go out there and love everybody. If that family is a family of thieves, that will shape your outlook. So family affects and shapes everybody's self-esteem and values and character, and will and can determine the quality of the life an individual will live, at least for some time. So God's solution is, remember, to bless a man is for the benefit of family. So what does God do? God wants each one of us to, first of all, like Abraham, make a transition. You leave your family, biological family. What did Jesus say? You can link it up now in John chapter 14. It says, hate father, mother, brothers, sisters. It's literally family. For you to follow me, you've got to be ready to pay that price. But you see, ultimately, like Abraham, leaving your biological family is to get into a spiritual family. You know, one of the things we learned, and let me bring that definition up again so that we understand really what Jesus was talking about when the Bible talks about family. The definition of family is your species. We're moving off now from the biological or the surrogate. The real definition of family, the Bible definition, God's definition of family, is not just your biological family. God's family, the wider family, the family that is blessed. Because imagine, like we said, the first encounter a child has is with family. So if it's a blessed family, guess what? The child will see the world that way. I am blessed. If it's a godly family, the child will come out with godly values. That is a proper family that shapes, and I mean, I'm not talking of a, you know, a family where you have a father, mother, and then they're absentees. They're about looking for money. They abandon their children. They're not looking after them. But a family that trains, a father and a mother that trains up their children, it's a child you can train, not an adult. That's why the child is born first into a family. So the child, the Bible says, when the child is trained in the way which he should go, when he's old, when the child is old, he or she, he will not depart from it. So family is species, your kind, your home. So when God takes you out of your biological family and you join God's family, God is putting you in touch with a family that is your species. And that species is God's kind of people. People who have been regenerated, people who are saved, love family, people who have received the love of God and they're ready to give the love of God. Have you noticed, just like we said on Sunday, people naturally gravitate to where they feel appreciated, where they feel accepted and loved. They can be in a biological family, but if that biological family is full of hatred, bitterness, fightings, everybody will gravitate towards where they are accepted and loved, where their kind, where their species is found. You know, importance of family, because God wants to preserve mankind. God wants to preserve the earth. The first man he created, and he gave him a wife so that they could have family, so that they can tend the garden and, you know, be blessed. God blessed them, the Bible said, and said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, have dominion. That is the preservation of mankind, the purpose and importance of family. Noah, after the flood, God preserved the family of Noah so that the earth can be preserved again and mankind can be. Like we've seen in Abraham, God wants to bless families and everybody must be in a family. Family, mishpacha, in Hebrew, your species, your kind, your kindred, where you find home, a place that is homely. People will always naturally gravitate towards anywhere they feel at home, with their kind, with their species, and from that word species, special. So relationships can transform. Your neighbor can become family to you. You can become family to one another. But I don't want us to overemphasize that. But you will notice that a child will leave a hostile home and go into another family where they feel at home. And that home, I submit to you, is God's family. It's called the church, where we all become family. So how do I build my family the right way? We are using Abraham as the case study. Number one, you have to come out of the carnal family. You have to come out. By coming out, it simply means you reject your current circumstances, situation. Your family situation, for example, might not be a pleasant one. It might be an evil family. That's the natural, biological, or surrogate family where you find yourself. You've got to, number one, be ready to leave that family, to leave, so that you can come into Christ. We said hate does not necessarily mean what we mean, you know, about, you know, fightings and a strife and all that. No, you detest the system of the natural family home and circumstances where you were born into. That's the price you have to pay. You have to follow Jesus. The first thing, and join the family of God. When you're in the family of God, you will find brothers, sisters, aunties, uncles, grandpas, grandmoms in the church family. You see, the challenge with people when they come to Christ is that they want to hold on to the past. They want that system they are used to. For example, they come from a family, biological, natural family environment that is hostile, where they always fight. Guess what? They would join the church and start fighting. You don't build a family that way. If you come with that carryover, with that mindset, the Bible actually says if anyone comes to Christ, if anyone is in Christ, he becomes a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. You come into God's family. The Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 2. The Father, God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. By named means the nature, the character, the abilities of God is what is in this new family. So building your family the right way, you've got to first of all get out of that old system, worldly, carnal family system, and come into God's own family system, the love family, the church family. And guess what? One after the other, you start pulling everybody from your biological family into God's family. That's why at the start, I showed you my family, and I can tell you that I remembered how one after the other, my biological family transformed into a church family, one after the other. And I thank God today that we all are in Christ and we continue as family, a love family. And I'll just, you know, give, appreciation, you know, to my dad. You know, one thing I remembered about him was he was a little bit flexible in terms of, you know, for some strange reason, you know, we were allowed to make those choices, although, you know, there was some behind the scenes, you know, about it. But the fact that we were all allowed to choose, you know, there was no force of religion or anything, you know, over us, my dad and my mom, you know, we all chose and chose and chose and chose. And today we're all in Christ. And that's why we can all come online like this as family, not as just the biological family, but as a spiritual family. So after you come into God's family and learn everything that governs relationship of God's family, then you can start building your own biological family. Because the moment you come into Christ, you become like a foundation for a family to be built upon. The right way to build God's family is that you first become that foundation. Come out of your natural family and natural system, kind of way of doing things, into God's family and learn the principles of love. In God's family, we forgive one another. In God's family, we don't hold grudges. In God's family, we don't strive. If we have quarrels, we make up. We confront each other. I don't like what you did. We don't gossip. We don't spread rumors. We just accept one another as we are. And I tell you something, it's not like it's a perfect family, because every one of us, we are at different stages of that journey of our walk with God. So let us know that once you come into Christ, you become the foundation upon which another family can be built. And that's how you can build a godly family yourself, a family the way God wants families to be built, where you prepare a home for your children that will be born. And if you are a family, you're watching me, and none of your people, not everybody in your family is saved, this is the time to pray for them. Bring them into God's family. That's the right way to build your family. Make sure all your family transit from the biological into God's family, which is a spiritual big family. And guess what? That family is so large, we are all over the surface of the earth. You can travel any continent, you will find your kind, your species, who will make you feel at home. That is what happens when you are a member of God's family. And I tell you, as I close tonight, three things we said should guide every relationship. Defined. D, B, boundaries. And B, governed by principles. In God's family, we are defined by love. The blood of Jesus makes every one of us, washes us. We are cleansed, we are righteous. Boundaries, we don't cross the boundaries of strife, the boundaries of unforgiveness, the boundaries of bitterness. No, we don't cross onto all those carnality anymore. And what's the governing principle, the fundamental, the foundation upon which the family of God is built? It's called love. Jesus said, as I have loved you, love one another. If you're watching with your family, biological family tonight, I pray for healing. I pray for strength. I pray for reconciliation. I pray that the transforming power of the Holy Spirit will flow into your heart, to you, through you, and your family will be healed. Your family will be reconciled. I break the power of the enemy that wants to destroy your family. Listen, you will see that is why the enemy is always attacking families, because it knows in families is where God pours his blessing. And in the name of Jesus, the blessing of the Lord that makes rich without sorrow will not elude you and your family. And if it has been eluding you from today, by virtue of the word of God you've heard, by virtue of this truth and the power of the Holy Spirit, I pray in the name of Jesus, that storm raging in your family, peace be still. I rebuke every lie the enemy has told you, every unforgiveness the enemy has planted, that seed of discord, in the name of Jesus, it is written, whatever my heavenly Father has not planted shall be uprooted. Let it be uprooted now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray, where there is turmoil, let there be peace. Peace into every home, peace into every heart, and peace, Lord, which passes all understanding, that will even bring restoration of health, mental health, health for the soul, the very well-being of everybody watching. And let every family tonight become right in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.